Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come every single week to grow as leaders, and I'm so thankful for you wherever you are tuned in from around the world. Know that we appreciate you and value you. We don't take it for granted this opportunity to be able to drop these podcasts into your life. We believe that great things are going to happen because you are connected in this space. Thank you so much. All of you who tell us every single week that these podcasts are a blessing to you, it means a lot to us. So we appreciate you and thank you for just allowing us to pour into you. You know, leaders understand leaders. And this is a place where we talk leader language. And the hundreds of thousands of you that are connected to this podcast know that we do not take it for granted. We truly appreciate it. And thank you so much. Let me tell you also, I would love to connect with you. Let's build community. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on IG. I would love to connect with you. Also, make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get our books, get our content, share that with you. It'll be a blessing. So come on over there. Come on. Let's do it. And then, of course, what can I say? The best book club on the planet, Next Level Leader Book Club. Go check it out. Text Book Club to 78228. We're reading 25 books in 2025. It'll be a blessing. And I hope you'll join us for this wonderful opportunity to grow together. And finally, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page I want to invite you to be a part of. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go over there, subscribe, and get the information. Let it be a blessing to you. And know that we appreciate you in advance. Hope you'll do that. And thank you so much for supporting. And let us continue to build leaders in this space. All right. So today, wow, we're having fun because we're going to talk about the pressure of promotion, handling success with humility. How can you remain blessed at the same time remain humble? And you know, this is such an important part of leadership because there are a lot of leaders who can't handle success. The pressure of promotion can be tough. It changes people. I have seen it. People not know how to navigate at that level. And today I want to talk a lot about this because, you know, humility has to be authentic. And so James chapter 4, verse 10 says, humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up. So you have to be honest, though. And I think it's important to talk about how promotion comes with pressure. More influences mean more responsibility. As a leader, when you ask for greater things, more opportunities, more chances to lead, it's going to inevitably bring a level of pressure. The pressure to get things done, representing other people, sometimes walking on eggshells. It's a lot of pressure. The buck stopping with you. It's a lot of pressure. But you can handle this. And you have to know that whatever you are, you got to declare that I was built for this. As a leader, I believe that we're prepared in certain areas. And I talk about this all the time. Leadership should never be one-dimensional. Should be ambidextrous, multidimensional. Meaning that just because I lead in one specific area doesn't mean I don't have the capacity to take on something else and lead another area. I've led several things. I've led multiple boards. I lead two religious organizations at the same time. You can do it, but you have to understand the pressure that comes with it. And that's it. I think it's important to say, allow my capacity to keep pace with my promotions. Let me say that again. May my capacity keep pace with my promotions. And that'll help you know what to say yes and no to, inevitably, because you know what you have the capacity to do. Because if you don't have the capacity, then your emotions take over and all of a sudden now you start spewing out negativity and you're starting to be interpreted in ways that are not consistent with who you truly are. So promotion comes with pressure. Got it? Write that down. Here's number two. Humility is the key. Anybody who's had any level of great success that has been sustainable, that has had great influence, has had humility tied to it. Stay grounded. Keep your feet on the ground. Never get the big head. but always walk around knowing that it's a privilege and honor to be chosen to do what you do. And you walk in humility, man, it is the key. It is the key. Humble people get things done. Some of the most blessed people I've ever met in the world, you would never know the level of their blessing based on how humble they walk. Humility is a powerful thing. You don't have to always exude, I'm the greatest, and you know, always have to show all the things that are happening in your life. Dial it down sometime and just be humble. Humility is always a great key to success. But then success, number three, doesn't change you. It reveals you. I say it all the time. You know it to be true. Whatever is in you, the light shines on you as you elevate, and it's been there the whole time. People act shocked. I didn't know this person was really this insecure or this. They were always insecure. All that happened was that the success illuminated what was already there. That's why it's good to start building the right character, doing the right things before the success comes at a larger level so you can clean some of that stuff up. I truly believe, man, and I know this to be a fact, that success really doesn't change you. It only reveals what's already in you. And you have to be mindful of what you know is in you. Here's number four, more access, more accountability. Guard your integrity. The rooms you walk in, the things you do, are going to require you to guard your integrity. To say, if I said this, I have to stand by it. Accountability, man, is a beautiful thing. Only those who are truly authentic, those who have great integrity, and those who have great work ethics will truly embrace accountability. If neither of those things work for you, you always will resist accountability as some attack that's levered against your life. Accountability is not an attack. It's just something to help guard your future. Here's number five. Don't let titles define you. See, one of the things I've learned, let me talk about this for a minute. I've learned in leadership is that some people need titles because for some reason, these titles seem to bring a level of affirmation. And I said, when I became a part of a leadership base of a reformation, and I got to the helm of that organization as a leader, I remember specifically saying that I wasn't called to pass out self-esteem. That people show up wanting validation from a leader, wanting you to give them titles and wanting this and that, but you have to be very, very clear. I'm not called to give you self-esteem. You have to have that. You have to show up as the best version of yourself. Then you will see things begin to happen. So please, don't let these titles get you tripped up. They didn't recognize my title. They didn't call me this. They didn't call me that. The question is, why is that so important to you? Why do people need those titles to feel validated? What are we coming to? So it's important to not allow those titles to define you. You are not who they said you are. You are who God says you are. Man, wow. You get that? So deal with these titles. Get these titles out of your head, out of your spirit, and say, Lord, let me be a leader whose name is great. Do you ever think about when God told Abraham, he said, now I'm going to make you the father of many nations. I'm going to make your name great. He never said I was going to make your title great. He said, I'm going to make your name great. It means that God is going to surround you with people that's going to nurture your name until the right time. Man, I love that. There will be people that will nurture your name until the right time. Woof. Man, I love that. I love that. I love that. Here's number six, guys. Learn to manage expectations. Success brings new demands. So you got to literally learn how to navigate that, man. People are expecting you to be on all the time. They're expecting you to deliver here or there, or they're expecting you to agree with this or that. You have to manage those expectations. I have learned to help people reset their expectations. Some people, when I walk in certain places, they're there today because I had to have them reset expectations. You have got to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because if you don't, let me tell you, life is going to manage you. I don't want to see life rob you of life. I want to see you walk in the purpose and the plentiful blessing that God has for your life. So you have to learn to manage that. Learn to deal with that. In my book on leadership and loneliness, I talked about that, what it means to be misunderstood and how do you sit down and educate people that love you about how to handle you so that you're not out here outside of the realm of humility. All right? Let's review what we've talked about. We've talked about this idea of handling success with humility. We talked about promotion comes with pressure, and it does. There'll be a lot of pressure applied, but you have to know how to manage and navigate pressure in your life. Humility is the key. Staying grounded as you rise is a powerful revelation, because what I say thirdly here, I want you to really brace down on this. Success doesn't change you. It reveals you. It shows us who you really are. And then number four, more access, more accountability. Number five, don't let titles define you. Here is number six. I won't let that sit for a while. Learn to manage expectations. Learn to manage expectations. And then here is number seven. God is the source, not you. You have to allow yourself to be humble enough to know, no matter how extraordinary you are, no matter how many gifts you have, no matter how much you've accomplished, none of this gets done without God being the source. You're simply a resource. God is the ultimate source. When you walk on that level of humility, man, let me tell you, doors begin to open unimaginable. There are a lot of people that miss this point of humility. We just go and grind and do what we're doing, and we don't really pause and just think about it's a blessing to be able to get up and go to that job, to be able to do what you do. It takes a level of commitment to humility to make that happen. So I just want you to walk this out today, take this word, chew on it, let it resonate within your spirit. And I hope you will walk in humility, because success is going to come. The last thing we need are more arrogant people. We need people who are truly successful, people that get it, people that understand. The lower I go, the higher I go. The lower I go, the higher I go. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Just wanted to spend this little time with you. I hope this has helped you. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Follow my wife at Dr. Steph Walker. Make sure you follow Mount Zion Church. Make sure you follow. Make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get the content. Make sure you tap in on all the sermons and things, and we appreciate it. I just want to say thank y'all for listening. Hope this podcast has blessed you. Hope this has gotten you going for your day. And I look forward to sharing with you next week. May God bless you and may God keep you. That's my prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.